Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
Only by breaking through the conditioned mindset can we begin to have some understanding of what is meant by the law of time, that we're dealing with different orders of time, the cyclic order of time, the synchronic order of time, that time is the fourth dimension, that time is a form of information biology, that there are absolutely perfect harmonics of time by which the biology of the universe is regulated as a form of continuously recirculating information, and that to understand all of this, that the revelations of the law of time have been all based on the restoration of the natural biological cosmic cycle, the biosolar telepathic cycle of 28 days, 13 times a year.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this special presentation of Calendar Truth, live on Now Time Radio. I am your host, Makua Ray, tuning in from the Washington, D.C. area, going live to the world right here on this platform for us to share and explore more. I'm joined by my friend, Brother Ruben, who is on the line as well. Welcome, Brother Ruben.
Welcome, Brother Makua. Really, really happy and honored to have this conversation live on the web on this very important day and this very important time for the planet. Really, really thank you for opening the channel for more voices of the new time to have an outlet to express. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, glad to just have a conversation and welcome some callers in who've found out about this broadcast over the internet or through maybe even word of mouth. Who knows? But we're just happy to know that we can come together and create a platform to educate and celebrate this significant cultural shift that we're here to talk about. So we're here just to give a little background for people. I want to highlight that we are part of a collaborative called the Global Council on Calendar Awareness. And this effort is intended to help present information and represent information to the human family regarding the calendar that we've been using all these many 500 plus years as a civil standard, and introducing a different paradigm in terms of the calendar, a different approach to how we, you know, utilize timekeeping and the quality that comes with the type of calendar or conditioning within which we operate. So this is a basis, and we're here to talk primarily about a solution that we have been fortunate to learn about ourselves in our own individual ways, and many people who form this coalition of the Global Council on Calendar Awareness, we've each come to this awareness of changing the calendar through the preceding work of Jose and Lloydine Arguelles, who introduced to the world something known as the law of time. And you heard Jose on the top of the show mention the law of time and some of the dialogue there. But the law of time is an awareness and a paradigm shift to help us return to nature, to harmony with nature, primarily. I'd like to invite Ruben to speak a little bit on Jose and Lloydeen as well, just to help lay some groundwork for listeners out there.
Yes, well, I want to start this conversation in chronological order, because we are trying here to honor everyone who has served as an inspiration for having this show at this point in time, when the planet is going through such a singular moment in history, where realities are kind of blending in very, very surreal ways and very new ways for many people. So having said that, it's good to recognize the merit of George Eastman Kodak, who was the first person who brought into the modern world or the modern civilization the concept of changing the calendar that we were using for so many years since the times of the Spanish Inquisition. So it is what we are doing today is basically a continuation of his proposal of returning to a harmonic standard, a new rhythm of that we are naturally attuned to, and that we have been disconnected because of the perpetual use of this harmonic standard and of the Gregorian calendar. And that's where Jose and Lloydeen come into the picture, because I am sure that Jose was really taking over the legacy from George Eastman Kodak, and try to go for this shift in consciousness that we are now today perpetuating, and that is the main or the driving purpose of the lives of Jose and Lloydeen, at least for 7 years, since this information was revealed to him, and that it was grounded in books and in seminars and in people who learned this about this information and this shift in awareness, this understanding of the law of time. And they started this this consciousness was planted. Probably the most important event in modern history that has been highly overlooked, but that at that point in time in 1987 was a really important event in the world, which was the Harmonic Conventions of 1987. So they, since then, as organizers of the Harmonic Convergence, Jose and Lloydeen planted the seeds of harmony on planet Earth. And here we are 28 plus 1 years later, taking from where they left this intention, because this desire of returning to a natural harmonics that they were trying to teach all over the world and impregnate people with that same awareness of there's a new way of perceiving time, there is a new way of relating to everything. It was really important at the time of 2 years after the Harmonic Convergence that they discovered the law of time in the Museum of Time in Geneva, Switzerland, where they distinguished this very basic and very simple understanding that we are living in a paradigm that is governed by artificial time, which is this notion that time and space can be measured in the same way, which is not correct, and that the the whole understanding that there is a natural frequency that is informing everything in nature, that is informing a baby inside the womb, and that is responsible for so much harmony that we are being able to perceive in nature. So those same patterns that we perceive in nature are present in our biology and are present in time. And that frequency, which is something very similar to the distinguish of between organic and GMO, genetically modified. So we are living kind of in a genetically modified time matrix, which does not correspond to any model from the cosmos or any reality. It's just an arbitrary way of perceiving time that has been perpetuated on the planet since the times of obscurantism and the Spanish Inquisition and the expansion of the Europe in around the world. So that consciousness from that time is very different from the consciousness of this time. So we are kind of weaving this intention of perceiving time and the way that we relate to time in a very new way that we are not used to, and that sometimes it's probably for some people difficult to absorb at the beginning. And what we are trying to do here is just make it really simple for people to understand the importance of this distinguished aspect of the two frequencies, which is artificial time and organic or natural time, and that we have this choice today to experience life under a new under new principles that are based in music and that are based in rhythm and that are based in harmony, and letting go of the natural disharmony or the unnatural disharmony of the Gregorian calendar that we are now perceived as natural. We have come to this really surreal point in history in which everything is becoming more evident, and the double standards, the lies are just coming to the surface, and there is much of this urgency of giving something new that people can see as a very important tool to organize ourselves as human beings in the future. So we are products of that same intention of perceiving the world in that way that was part of George Eastman Kodak's vision, and that was retaken by Jose Arguelles and amplified with and enhanced with so much layers of information that we probably are not going to touch it now in this introductory show, but that
that's okay.
Nonetheless,
I mean, I want to open the space here because we do have some listeners now tuning in as well to join the conversation. I mean, you're offering quite a bit of information. I want to help to make sure people have a chance to let it sink in a bit. And in this, you know, just to kind of have the conversation around, you know, what the artificial timing is, like looking at that, because some listeners out there may be hearing about this information for the very first time, and the consideration of there being even an issue with the Gregorian calendar, as you mentioned, that's been sort of the dominant paradigm of 500 plus years in that format, or since that sequence of events coming out of colonization or even the Inquisition before. So with these themes, I want to also invite in another member of the council, Tim. Tim, are you there?
I'm here. Happy to be here.
Wonderful. Happy to have you. Happy to have you join the conversation. You know, I wanted to ask for you to provide some perspective. We've been discussing some of the issue with the Gregorian frequency, Now, you are a mathematician by profession and by your education, and obviously your interests. Can you give some background to the frequency that George Eastman and that José Arguelles and Luidín Arguelles then identified as a solution, that being the 1328, 13 months, 28 days each month sequence or frequency? Can you elaborate on that a little bit in terms of some of the mathematical benefit and I suppose the simple elegance of it even?
I'd be
just
happy
provide
to.
Some
thanks
of
for
that.
Asking.
No
sure.
Doubt.
Let's see. I don't know if I should go chronologically because you look back, and I guess we'll go to the 1920s and consider the first modern day, if you will, calendar reform that was proposed that I know of. That was sometime in the late 1920s, the League of Nations formed, and they said maybe top of their agenda, or maybe second on their agenda, was we should look at the calendar that we're using worldwide. And 185 calendar proposals were sent to the League of Nations, and 183 were removed, and two remained that they felt worthy to discuss. And it was sort of like a worldwide discussion over which one was better. One would equalize the quarters and have 91 days a quarter, and the other one would equalize every month as 28 days. And the 28-day idea was by far the chosen one. And we can talk about mathematically why that's actually something logical and sensible in a moment. Before I forget to say what happened, it's as if, maybe more than as if, the world decided, all these accountants and International Chamber of Commerce got behind it, the New York State Chamber of Commerce got behind the 13-month, 28-day, plus one-day calendar. And unfortunately, the Vatican said, no, you don't. And we still have what we're using today. And then in around 1989, José and Luidín Arguelles were at the Museum of Time in Geneva, Switzerland. And it was one of those later revelations of all many revelations that Ruben was just talking about that hit José, maybe like one of the last really major ones was, oh, my God, the world is running on artificial time. They were looking at all these clocks at the Museum of Time. It just all of a sudden came clear to both of them that something must be done. And they spearheaded then a worldwide movement similar to what was happening back with the League of Nations and the International Chamber of Commerce and George Eastman supporting all of that. We had this in the 90s and up until present day, we have a world full of people who are very interested in what was hitting José and Luidín, which is we really have an era of time on our hands. We're using a worldwide operating system that doesn't really make much sense. It doesn't make any sense mathematically. It doesn't make any sense because nothing really happens 12 times a year. The moon goes around the earth 13 times a year, not 12. And by having a calendar that actually replicates the movement of the moon around the earth 13 times a year, we also have the benefit of having a 28-day month where we have 4 weeks a month. And therefore, we have it to where when you know the day of the month, you automatically know the day of the week. And I think that's a big reason why such business people and accountants and International Chamber of Commerce and so on found this very interesting. It's what I find very interesting about it, in fact. So, you know, we have George Eastman, who's like the initial blessing to wake up the world to this whole idea. And he put, you know, he started Kodak and put Kodak on a 13-month, 28-day plus one calendar all the way, well after he passed away until 1989, Kodak was on that calendar system, the one that we're focused on right now. And it's just funny because that went right up till 1989. And then it's as if the torch was passed from Kodak to the Arguelles team, because that's the same year that they realized that we have this error in time that the whole world is operating under. So mathematically, that's a good way to put this might be to look at, I think most people know that there's 52 weeks a year, but I think also many people realize that their birthday is going to be, say, a Tuesday one year and then a Wednesday the next, and you might wonder why that is. It can't be that there's just 52 weeks a year for that to happen. And it's because there's 52 weeks plus one more day. And it was that one day that the Vatican used to stop the movement back to the 20s and 30s. They said that one extra day, which was proposed to not be held in any week or month at all. It would just be New Year's Eve after 52 weeks. They said that would break the seven-day cycle established by God at the beginning of creation. It would cause war, calamity, and terrorism, which is basically what we have by using the 12-month calendar.
How about it?
And now what we have, yeah, that's a pretty interesting point. Now we have it where we have a reawakening, and we're spearheading this whole idea of a calendar that just simply has 4 weeks a month, plus
that's
one
right.
more day at the end of the year.
That's right. Okay. Thank you for sharing that and providing some of that context. We're going to take a brief break for a moment, but we'll come back, and I want to explore more about this this new 13-month, 28-day calendar that you're referring to, and get Ruben to share a little bit about this campaign to ditch the glitch. I want him to explain a little bit more about the glitch, specifically what it is, how it impacts us, how it's affected us, and what we can do about that. So stick with me. We'll be right back in a few moments. And I'm so glad everybody's tuning in to Calendar Truth here on Now Time Radio. We appreciate it.
You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. How are you gonna stop the time?
Back in the mix here on Now Time Radio, having this important conversation. Calendar Truth presents Ditch the Glitch. I want to call Ruben back into the conversation to help provide some background and some information on what the glitch is exactly and why we need to ditch it, what we need to do about this.
Well, this idea was inspired recently by all our conversations and by all the questions that we have been placing ourselves in, how to put this information in terms that people can understand in really basic ways, that we can use familiar models in reality or frameworks for people to grasp the principles behind this shift in awareness, and that as we were discussing before, It's really important to have this filter to distinguish the natural and harmonic way of perceiving time and the disharmonic or the artificial time. So based on that, we explore the concept of Y2K, what that implied back in 2000, and in which there was this. Basic fear to the unknown, what is going to happen with the machine when all the calendars are going to update. So that was probably a really important point in history, because in 2001 we had 9/11. So since then we have been kind of experiencing an amplification of what is called the artificial timing frequency, because of the exponential rate in the production of electronic devices. So in 2000, we didn't have all the technologies that we have today available. So the concept of the glitch came into a playful contemplation to see if we could use something that can be really understood for a wider audience and for the regular Joe in the street, and that this is something of very, very complex ramifications, keeping with this technology acceleration. It is hard today, probably most people can agree that we have never been so interconnected, but we have never been so busy also. And this is part of the amplification of this artificial timing frequency. So we consider that because of the harsh experience or the consensus that 2016 was really a tough year, and I can probably speak for the majority, but I think that we had a very very dramatic reality check with the recent U.S. election and with Brexit and with what happened at Standing Rock. So this year was really the year of awakening. This 2016 was a very important year to realize that we need to do something, and that we need to do something quick. And that something could be as simple as switching your timing frequency. And that by just doing that, we can reach a critical mass of humans tuning to a higher frequency and different perception of time, that we eventually will go through this paradigm shift in a much more smoother way, and that is not going to be like a shock therapy that we are going to receive, because this the intensification of events at the political, geopolitical level and the polarization that we are experiencing on the planet is probably at an all-time high, at least since the year 2000, this is the Y2K. And we are re-experiencing like ripples from the past, from with this polarization between the U.S. and Russia. So we are repeating a script. So we are repeating the script of the Cuban missile crisis and this nuclear talk, in which this week we were listening Donald Trump talking about going nuclear and using nuclear weapons. So the conversation has come to such a point of irrational irresponsibility that we decided that it was important to do something, and this idea of ditching the glitch came into birth to present at least the opportunity for some people who are paying attention to this acceleration of events that we are still in good timing to make a shift in consciousness for the next year, not to repeat the same script. And probably we are all familiar with the word script as a code for programming. And that's where we are talking about, that this programming, all our activities daily according to an artificial standard, is creating a lot of issues for us as a species and is separating us more and more from nature and from the rhythms of nature. So having the opportunity to shift our consciousness in 2017 to change the script from 2016, that we don't want to repeat those same mistakes as a species, that we can do better in 2017 just by adjusting our perceptions of time, and that everything by resonance is going to become more and more harmonic and more easy. It doesn't have to be this difficult, but we are making it really difficult, because we, one of the quotes that we use in the promotion of this event of Ditching the Glitch for this New Year's Eve of December 31st at 24 hours or at 00 hours of January 1st, we are putting an intention out there for people to realize that there is a different way of perceiving things, and that this is the right time to shift our perception of reality so we can experience a more harmonic reality. I don't know because the lack of education on the subject of time, this is probably too much information for many people, but it's really important that we make people aware of that. And I also want to honor today the ideas of John Lennon, that we are here talking about changing the calendar, which is a big dream, but we are not not only one dreamer, and that was probably one of the most inspirational songs for José Arguelles, also to bring this movement into manifestation here on this planet. This calendar change peace movement, how can we create, through shifting our perceptions of time, a new reality for everyone to experience? So it was tried and didn't work, and I think that I want to invite Tim to probably to talk more about the recent history of calendar change and how this calendar change was a big dream, and that we are still holding that dream. And so ditching the glitch is really giving us the ability to ditch this program that has been operating on our consciousness to dictate when to do certain things and when to go to work and when to have a feast celebration and when are holidays, and that all of that is not based on any natural aspect of life, and that if we let go of that way of perceiving reality and give us ourselves the chance to experience something new, that we will be able to make this transition much more easier. And the script from 2016 to 2017, from disharmony to harmony, and from oil and pipelines and the degradation of the biosphere to regeneration, gardens, harmony, the progressive amplification of peace around the world. That's what we want to invite everyone to contemplate when we are talking about ditching the glitch. So I hope that was good enough explanation, and I think there are more details about this glitch, but the overall aspect is that we have been operating under the wrong programming, and that we need to shift that programming, and that we are launching this campaign right now because it's important to make this shift right now. And every single person who makes that shift and prints that calendar and just starts to pay attention to the synchronicities, then we are going to experience much more harmony, much more synchronicity, much more purpose, and it's going to be contagious. So I invite everyone who is listening to go to calendartruth.info/natural calendar 13x or times 28, and you will find there the PDF, you will find there a little bit more about us, because we have not done any introduction of who we are, but I hope that people who are listening can relate from Facebook or from wherever they are tuning in to know that we are coming from this place of just looking for new ways of doing things and for having fun doing it and for creating these spaces like this show to co-create that reality. So thank you for the chance to explain this campaign, which is part of the calendar awareness campaign, which is a much bigger vision, but that I want probably Makua to express that vision later, because right now I know there is a lot of information and people are absorbing this show. So that's in a nutshell what the glitch is all about. We are planning to do this until 2020, and at least for the next 4 years. And there is an important reason for that, and that's Makua's initiative, who I want him to, if you want, brother, to explain a little bit more about what is the importance of 2020 and why we envision these dates as the right timing for this idea to manifest. Seems we had a glitch.
No. I'm here. I apologize for that. I had a mute on another little panel over here. But I was going to say, before we jump into a broader explanation of 2020, I'd rather we focus on the next few days just with you providing an explanation, as you just did, with Ditch the Glitch and why that's such an imperative right now. You really helped put some perspective on the fact that this 2016 year has been very challenging broadly for most people. I'm sure most people could attest to that in their own experience. I mean, we've obviously seen the passing of several very significant, influential people, entertainment, luminaries and more that has had an impact on all of our thinking, all of our consciousness. And it's been pulling us in a very interesting direction, I think really helping us go more deeply into our own sort of questioning of the purpose or meaning of our lives, you know, knowing that life is itself, you know, but a blink of an eye, you know, when we really consider that. And so as we are in this journey and experience together, wanting to be able to gather the most out of life and find ways to feel more fully alive, I think becomes a goal. And that we can all agree that the consciousness sort of attached to the time is money paradigm, to this Gregorian sort of debt system paradigm, has taken its toll on us energetically. And the invitation to Ditch the Glitch is literally saying, you know what, I choose to enhance and harmonize my life with life itself, you know, from the basis of how I actually look at my life as a day-to-day opportunity that I'm here to co-create, that I'm here to organize, that I'm here to navigate. How can I actually begin to look through a lens of harmonic attunement with nature and with my relationships and with my community and with my family and more, you know? And each person will obviously have their own unique vantage into what that means for them. And I think that's the beauty of harmony, is you find your tone, your note, and you are then able to harmonize with others and sort of that new agreement. Because really what we're talking about here with a new calendar is a new agreement. We're actually suggesting to people, we're making an agreement to actually use a 13-month lens of 28 days each, which gives us a total of 364 days plus one to complete that solar cycle. We're saying that we want to do this in a harmonic that's even, that's simple and elegant, and that we can actually navigate more easily, as Tim illuminated earlier in the conversation, when we know a 7x4 pattern repeats itself 13 times. I mean, that gives us the ability to navigate to specific times in particular days with ease, such as our birthday, for example, or other significant days. If you want to organize yourself or organize a group of people, it becomes a better way of arranging that sort of complexity. You know, life is itself complex, but the way that we keep time and the way we can actually begin to perceive this will help us return to nature's timing and frequency with what you're presenting on behalf of this effort. with the idea of ditching the glitch. So I want to invite people again to visit the website, calendartruth.info/naturalcalendar13x28, 13 times 28, and download these tools and materials you find there. And in a moment, we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit specifically about the calendar itself. Maybe some listeners there actually have a copy of it that have already downloaded it. We've been out here promoting this the past several weeks or seven-day cycles. We like to call heptad cycles. So with that, maybe some of the listeners have already begun to at least access the PDF. If you haven't downloaded it, at least you can view the PDF from your computer. And it's actually quite elegant to see it in the way that it appears with the cover art and things like this. There's a lot of symbolism, a lot of meaning in that artwork as well. We're shifting decidedly from this idea that time is money to the awareness and the consciousness that time is art, that time is our creative opportunity, and that that's the energy that we really want to move forward with. So I want to again thank everybody for tuning in out there to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. We'll be back momentarily. We still have Tim on the line. I'd love him to jump in and have a few things to say here shortly. But thank you, everybody out there, for tuning in. I'm going to play a nice little mix here from a DJ named Pretty Lights. It's the Fly Like an Eagle remix. I think y'all might appreciate this. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Identical to none. Some try to make it sound like this, but you're getting me so upset that I'm wet cause you're sweating me. I start to think and then I sink into the paper like I was dead. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line I hate. When I finish the rhyme, I got sold.
Into the future. interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show. Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to the show, y'all. Had a little momentary pause for the cause there. We had a chance to listen to the flute playing of Valum Votan Jose Arguelles with that a native prayer. I hope you enjoyed that. I wanted to play that because it's representative of a frequency, a harmonic frequency, more attuned with nature when we take the time to hear it, to listen to it, to tune in and tune up. I want to make sure we still have Ruben and Tim on the line. I know we kind of had a moment of lost calls there. Tim, are you there? Okay, Ruben, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, one moment. I want to see if we have Tim on the line here. But we'll try to find him in a moment and bring him back into the conversation. But, you know, this is a magnificent opportunity that we have to be able to present some of this information to folks. And I want to assume that people out there who are listening, at least our listeners, have taken the time to go to calendartruth.info to our blog section where they can download this 13-month, 28-day transitional calendar. It's our gift to you. It's free, and that's the frequency in this case. We want this to be something that you, you know, will download for yourself. You can invest a couple of dollars into making it into a nice wall-hanging calendar that you can flip each page. There's a lot of valuable information in the calendar as well. So to download the calendar, go to calendartruth.info. /natural calendar 13x28. That's 13 times 28, which of course is the frequency that we're talking about here, as opposed to the 12-month erratic pattern of the Gregorian calendar. You know, there's fortunate for us, we are able to pick up on this thread that those who've gone before us did and had the courage to do, We've been talking a bit about George Eastman tonight, the founder of Kodak Film Company. People will be familiar with that company. Obviously, they were one of the major photography companies in the world at one time, and continue to be certainly a significant corporation. But George Eastman, their founder, was very avid in terms of transforming his business, recognizing the value of actually timing your activities to a 13-month, 28-day frequency. Far easier to keep track of time, among other benefits. And then, of course, Jose and Lloydine Arguez, as we've been speaking about a bit tonight. On future broadcasts, we'll be getting more into their influence and the work of Jose Arguez in this quest to change the calendar, and then how that also evolved into a much a broader exploration that is very relevant to this day, to what we're doing and why we're doing this now. Some of those who've come before us are brilliant visionaries, and we have the good fortune and the responsibility of presenting this information to people that they can decide, is living in greater harmony with nature desirable for me? And by that, I'm not saying like literally moving yourself out of the city, although that may be preferred in some cases. But I am saying definitely applying a new lens to your own view on timing and the pattern or cycle of timing in your own life, in terms of your own creative tendency or your own sense of collaboration, even, those kind of things that are being called for you in your own life. This is the purpose of this calendar, is to actually help you access that more. We look at the nature of a calendar. It really is the most fundamental organizing principle of human society. The highest purpose of a calendar is to harmonize the mind with nature, to measure natural cycles in time, to coordinate and regulate society, and to place its society in a state of harmony and synchronization with the biosphere, with the earth itself, and with its own self. It is the societal operating system, the most fundamental organizing principle of human society. A calendar is. Now, we're suggesting, and it's evident, very self-evident, that the 12-month Gregorian program that was imposed on us to use, that we rarely question, itself is a glitch. It's a glitch because of what it creates. And by actually adopting a new lens, a harmonic lens that's actually modeling cycles in nature itself, the lunation cycle, 28-day cycle average of the moon itself, the fertility and menstrual cycle of women that averages at 28 days itself, the other creative cycles such as the seasons, the equinoxes, the solstice cycles, other markers in nature, what to speak of the galactic markers and the other synchronized and related patterns and cycles that our ancestors were aware of, that tracked time when, these things have been imprinted in calendars and pyramids and other structures for millennia to leave as markers for us at this time, that we could actually return to living in tune with nature. That's the purpose of this calendar. And what to speak of the environmental impact that we've had due to the erroneous timing of a Gregorian calendar that basically said, go out and take as much from the natural earth as you can, because the earth is inanimate. The earth is we're just material-based beings with nothing more than to consume and abuse the planet, as it were, without any comprehension of the result of our actions in that sense. We've obviously navigated as a society with disregard to our relationship with nature, with Mother Earth. As Chief Orville Looking Horse says, we've regarded Earth as a resource and not the source itself. So using a synchronous tool such as a 13-month, 28-day calendar as a reference and a lens will bring new perception for the user, for the person who will actually utilize this and track their time using this new lens. It brings a greater awareness and knowing and sense of synchronization in your life, both to your own purpose and then also to your relations, you know, and in your day-to-day events, you experience more and more synchronicity, which is one of the benefits of actually utilizing this lens that's attuned to nature's timing. So I want to try to find Tim on the line. I'm not sure which line he's on at the moment. Tim, are you there?
I'm here.
Perfect.
Happy to be here.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I wanted to invite you back into the conversation to posit anything, you know, you'd like to add, you know, in relationship to what I've been talking about in terms of the benefits of actually making the shift to a 1328 paradigm or frame of reference. Let me ask you specifically, because you're one who's been involved in this work for quite some time. Tell listeners out there what you've experienced yourself. I mean, as a mathematician, you're obviously very keen on numbers. You're keen on facts because numbers themselves don't lie. They're very clear in terms of what they communicate. What shift did you experience when you – well, let me ask you, did you become interested in the calendar before mathematics or mathematics before the calendar?
That's a great question. It kind of blows my mind that I was into math for a while and I didn't even have a clue. I guess maybe I had a clue, but I think like most people in the world, we haven't really paid attention to what this can mean. I knew there was something insensible about it, but I've been taking it for granted most of my life until I started reading Jose's books. And it was really nice to listen to the flute and from Botan, Jose Arguelles, and I wanted to say what I was. It just brought a smile to my face, and the main thing that was bringing me back was how sincere that man really was about what we're talking about now. From the Jose Arguelles, the Lum Botan perspective, you know, he would call this the untried solution. But even furthermore, really from the Jose perspective, and I take the same perspective. He would say that the world cannot find harmony with a basis of disharmony. And that's exactly what the Gregorian calendar is. And just to take a step back about why it is, it's important to realize that, if you can just follow me here, time is not something that we should be afraid of. It's something that synchronizes everything in third dimensional form. We think of it perhaps as the fourth dimension. But if that's too far out, just try to imagine at least that time is not something that you sense with any of the five basic senses. It's something that you only really sense with your mind. So it's a mentally perceived phenomenon. And so therefore, calendars are mentally perceived structures, and they're mentally perceived structures of society. And when you have even just one person or many people using a calendar, whether we know it or not, it's forming more or less subconscious, occasionally conscious constructs of consciousness within individuals and within the collective, within any group of people who are using the same calendar. And this happens to be right now there's about 7 billion of us using the same calendar. So we have quite an artificial construct of consciousness on our hands, and it's largely unconscious, which goes back to what you're asking me. I wasn't really thinking about it. It was occurring to me just in subtle ways, but I was too maybe arrogant or ignorant or something to really stop and go, wait a minute, like there's actually a real good, sensible way to go about this. And there's another way that we can take 365 days and organize them. Like I've sometimes recently said, like they're marbles or something. If you're going to take 365 marbles and put them into boxes where you have the same number of marbles in each box, you could do that in a lot of different ways. You'd look at, if you remember doing like a, sorry about the math, but if you remember doing like a factor tree at some time between like, I don't know, fifth grade and 10th grade or something, someone must have shown you like how you can break down numbers. Like 365 is 73 times 5. And you keep going, but unfortunately with that, you can't keep going. 73 and 5 are prime numbers. You can't break it up further than that. But if you look at 52, it's 13 times 4, and 13 is a prime number. And then you realize, like, wait a minute, okay, we're going to have 52 weeks. if we're gonna really organize 52 weeks, which means we're honoring the 7-day cycle, then how do we look at 52? Well, 52 is 26 times 2, breaks down to 13 times 2. So 52 is 13 times 2 times 2, and you can't break it down any further than that. So what you have is four sets of 13, or 13 sets of 4. And what we're actually saying is we can look at this like 13 sets of 4. Four sets of 13 would be seasons, where every season is 13 weeks. 13 sets of 4 would be 13 months and 4 weeks each. And that was a system that was understood by many people in prehistoric India, prehistoric China, the Druids, the Lakota, the Inca, the Cherokee, the Maya. The Maya name for their 13-month, 28-day plus one calendar was Tun'uk, which means count of seven, which is what makes the whole Vatican stance kind of interesting. It really is just honoring the 7-day cycle, actually, 52 times a year. So I guess I could have looked at that and realized, like, wow, well, how come we just don't make it 13 sets of 4 weeks? And when you do that, you not only have something that's mathematically sensible, you have the really major icing on the cake that is a 28-day cycle, which is a biological cycle, the menstrual cycle, the average cycle of the moon. And when you go back to time being a mentally perceived phenomenon and calendars being conscious constructs, wouldn't you like your conscious constructs or your construct of consciousness to be replicating and in harmony and synchronized with such a cycle as the 28-day cycle? So what we actually have is our cake, and we can eat it too. We can actually have an equal standard of measure of time, which means an equal standard of measure of consciousness, or, if you will, an equal standard of measure of your mind. Then, and we can also have it to where when you know the day of the month, you know the day of the week. What we're really doing is something that business people can dig, as well as we have collective consciousness harmonizing itself with the 28-day biological cycle. So we're actually talking about biological constructs of consciousness, or constructs of consciousness that are in harmony with our own biological nature. And that's a big deal.
That is a big deal. Well, I want to read directly from the 13-month, 28-day transitional calendar created by the GCCA, the Global Council on Calendar Awareness, where it says, the Gregorian calendar is inherently problematic for human consciousness, just as you're talking about, Tim. Any standard of measure that is irregular is inherently problematic. If such a standard of measure is used to measure time, it is a problem for worldwide human consciousness. This is the fundamental critique of the Gregorian calendar. Hence why we're doing what we're doing. Calendar change is peaceful revolution. To take something that is used daily throughout nearly the entire world and change it at its root would change the way people think globally. The replacement of the Gregorian calendar by the 13-month, 28-day count as the new civil standard, or harmonic standard, as we like to say, on Earth is a truly earth-shaking but peacefully unifying revolution. So I wanted to say that because I think it's important for people to understand the effort here is certainly not passive. It's actually toward helping catalyze a critical mass of the human family to begin to actually apply this new lens to their lives, to their daily experience, and how they may plan or project into their future or organize their own aspirations. And it's actually a very functional tool. To give a little bit of context, Ruben mentioned this at the top of the call also, or a little earlier in the call, that this effort of ditching the glitch now over the next few days is part of a broader effort that we, three of us, along with some of our other associates and partners and collaborators in this effort, embarked on at the UN this past summer with the Nexus Global Youth Summit gathering that took place, where we had the chance to give a presentation on natural time and calendar change. And the premise of our discussion was asking people to consider the impact of the Gregorian calendar on our mental health. What impact does it have, has it had, on our human beliefs, on our customs, actions, choices, behaviors, and our actual relationship with time? And could humanity benefit by simply attuning our daily activities to a natural harmonic standard of 13 months of 28 days each? That was a question that we planted at that time this past July, which would have been, according to natural time, the 13th month of the cosmic moon, toward the end of that cosmic moon. We were in just the last few days of that, in fact, when we had the chance to present this information. So essentially at the beginning of this current 13 moon or 13 month year that begins July 26th, we've been developing momentum around this shift and around a bigger picture, as Ruben indicated, where we do have a goal set in sights for the year 2020. And that goal is that we support and present this opportunity for the public, for citizens of the planet, to make a choice. Would they choose to actually shift toward or transition into a harmonic standard, a new civil standard that's actually in sync and in harmony with nature's cycles? A gift from the universe itself, frankly, and something that cultures the world over have been long aware of, were it not for the fact that the past 500 years we've been operating under this imposed system. We're at a time now in our human evolution where we're aware of atrocities, we're aware of the violent actions and the oppressive tactics that have been taken for centuries to divide and conquer the world's people. And fortunately, in our human evolution, we're arriving at a spiritual consciousness that's more inclined to unity than separation. And so in that, we recognize that the operating system that's been functioning has served to promote debt and promote separation and promote confusion and erraticism instead of a consistent, beautiful flow that is actually in sync and connected to natural cycles. So as an effort, among efforts that have preceded this, we're saying let's shift from this erroneous timing frequency that's not connected to nature, that's arbitrary in its establishment, and let's instead return to living in sync with nature through an awareness of these 13 months, these 28-day patterns and cycles, and experience and explore how that actually factors into our lives. And in saying that, the only way to truly experience the benefit of actually living in greater sync with nature and consciousness is to actually begin to apply a tool such as this for yourself. And so this tool is powerful because it does provide a reference for the current Gregorian day of the week, you know, be it Tuesday through Monday, because according to the cycle, each 7-day cycle of a 13-month year begins on a Gregorian Tuesday as a reference. And you'll begin to understand more of why it patterns that way when you actually jump in and begin to use it. We're suggesting to people that using it beginning January 1st, 2017, which is the beginning of the new, so-called new year, the Gregorian cycle in the dead of winter, by the way, but that beginning, this pattern, actually shows up in the sixth month on the 20th day of the natural cycle, of the natural time, 1328 count. So you're beginning in the sixth month on the 20th day, which correlates to January 1st, 2017. It's not hard to understand. It's just that that's the start point. And perpetually, each year, your Gregorian January 1 will always be on a rhythmic or a sixth month on the 20th day. Consistently, perpetually. That's the way it's designed. That's the way it works, in fact. But we invite people to get that download and begin to explore this more. We invite people to tune in to us on Facebook. The Calendar Truth Facebook page is facebook.com/calendartruth. Please post questions and comments up there. Let's have conversations. conversations about this on this platform and off these platforms and more in whatever means that we have to have these conversations. We invite people to email us at calendartruth@gmail.com and also find us at calendartruth.info, which is the website where you can begin to access some of these tools we're talking about here. We want to play a little bit of inspiration. I always find that as time is art, we always want to create a soundtrack for the shift. Every movement has its music, an elder of mine likes to say. So I think it's important that we take a little bit of a musical break every now and then so these ideas can sink in a little bit more. But we're so glad that you're with us on this platform tonight. The time now, TikTok is 9/11. So that's an interesting factor in synchronization when we consider 9/11 in the year 2001. And the significance of that, in fact, is that that was identified by José Arguelles as the end of history. That very phenomena in consciousness when the Twin Towers were brought down signaled a major shift out of history. And we've been in this period of sort of suspended animation where I still reckon we are, but we're beginning to figure it out as a human family more and more. And fortunate for certain things from the technosphere, from the technological world, we are able to use tools like this to our benefit toward returning us to nature. So with that said, we are happy to play a little bit of music right now for your listening enjoyment, and we'll wrap up this episode of Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio with some thoughts and, you know, just looking forward to these next steps. And if anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-855-8448. You can call in and you can speak with us. This is a conversation. Again, that number is 347-855-8448. And we will probably be hosting another broadcast in a couple of days, just as we ramp up toward this launch, this synchronous launch of the 1328 Ditch the Glitch campaign on January 1, 2017, known in natural time as Rhythmic Moon 6, the sixth month of equality on the 20th day. That's coming up shortly. Here's a little bit of music for you. Thanks for tuning in.
good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the show. And I'm so happy that we have some other callers on the line who are also members of the Global Council on Calendar Awareness. I want to welcome Yaz and Jesse, Galactic Seed, good friends of this movement and this planet-wide effort to shift this consciousness. Welcome to this platform. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Yaz, are you there? Are you on the line? I don't know. I think we're having trouble hearing you there.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear Yaz?
Can you hear me from here?
Now we hear you now. There you go. Whatever you did, just keep doing that. Welcome to welcome to Calendar Truth here on Now Time Radio. So
thank
yeah,
you,
I understand
Makua,
that you had something you wanted to share. Sure.
Yeah, first giving you thanks for opening this space to have a conversation and start to have reflections about time, calendars,
yes.
And how calendars influence the way we do things. And second, I want to share what important is to understand what are calendars. And basically, from my own experience, I understand that ancient civilizations create calendars to measure the movement of the sun and the moon. And based in those movements, they start to synchronize their activities based in nature. So what we can see in ancient calendars is that they were making their activities according with what was happening in nature. And what I can see between the natural calendar and the Gregorian calendar is that both are used to set up our activities. When I see in the definition of calendar, I found that a calendar is a template of organization, and that in a calendar we set up everything we do. We set up our appointments, our work, our resting days. So when we see a community that have a calendar and they start to put their activities inside of the calendar, we can feel or we can define or understand that through calendars, we define the culture and the habits and the things we do, because calendars help us to organize what we want to do. So based on that fact, we can find in the Gregorian calendar that calendar was created in one civilization that was very concentrated in recaudation or was based in a civilization that was very concentrated in power and money. And for that, the Gregorian calendar is not having or putting much attention in natural cycles. Follow the solar cycle, but forgot completely the moon cycle, and have an account in very irregular in their months. So we have months that are not synchronized with the weeks, and that create a imbalance into keep cycles. It's important to keep cycles when we are planning and evaluating, because it's important that our month start the first day of the week as well. So when the week is done, it's gone, we can evaluate those 7 days complete. And with the Gregorian calendar, that is not possible to do it, because sometimes the month starts in the middle of a week, and that creates an interference in our consciousness and in our programming and evaluations. That was something that George Eastman find out as well when he was in his process of accounting, and he found that was making a lot of money, a lot of money to the companies. So
that's right.
I was just
that's right.
completing, and I want to add some of that information in terms that it's important that we understand what is a calendar and why they are important for our lives. And how in a calendar, and when we have a calendar and a civilization set up their important dates during the year, calendars define the values of that community or civilization. So in this moment, we are living in a calendar that was created by emperors and popes. And what's the values of the Gregorian calendar are very direct in the production of money.
Yes.
So in that sense, some people can find that completely okay, and they maybe like that. But some other humans are more natural, and they want to feel another perspective and another meaning of life that is not just to live with the purpose of making money and set up our evolution in terms of how much money we make, how big is our house, how elegant or last model is of a car. So in the Gregorian calendar, we can see that because that was created by one civilization that where the time becomes money, or the evolution is measured by possessions, and another consciousness is around a natural time where we want to feel really another perception of time, and that's what we are implementing in this moment, to have a template of time that actually can match perfectly weeks with months, so we can start to organize in a better way our activities, and when we can have more awareness of our seven-day cycles, we actually can start to remember better what we are doing and how we are doing it, and how we can improve every 7 days what we are doing.
Absolutely.
When you have the template empty and you start to put in that template your important date, actually you are building the life you want. You are not being imposed to do things or follow holidays that maybe you don't know why they are there or what is the real history of that. But when we have our own template, we can actually start to celebrate the days that we want to celebrate and with our own meanings. And we start to actually develop our own community, small civilizations, or our own life in terms of what we expect, not of what we believe. But it's like a more, with our own calendar, we want to create things or activities according with what we believe. And so in that way, we have more integrity, because sometimes we are doing that because we don't have other options. But that was basically that.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing. We literally have about a minute left to go on this broadcast.
Okay.
I want to invite Jesse to share a few words, because I know he was waiting on the line quite a while there as well. Jesse, how you doing, man? Do you have a few closing words there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
But we have literally about 45 seconds.
There we go. So thank you so much for producing this, and this is a conversation that needs to go on. Thank you for everybody who's tuning in. You know, I would like to discuss how calendar and time is the atmosphere of the mind. You know, we think that we can affect the future and the now, but we can't affect the past. We can remember the past, but we can't remember the future. You know, how this affects us in the now, that's something to discuss in the future. Or in the past, or in the now.
Or in the past, or now. Well, you're on Now Time Media right here. Now Time Radio channel, Now Time Media platform, and we're really happy to have had Ruben on the line tonight, Tim, Yaz, Jesse, listeners all over the world. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take it home, but thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and we'll be back on the air in the next couple of days. Look out for some more information online about that next broadcast, but thank you for joining us on Calendar Truth here on Now Time Radio.
You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
And I was working.